The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What do you get when you combine the most exciting young team in the league, a passion for the Big Easy and a rural West Aussie? That's right, the Pelicans Scoop, Hoopball's very own Pelicans podcast.
See, I am very excited to see how they proceed. You know, you've got a point guard, you've got a small forward, you've got a power forward who looks like to be an absolute beast. You keep those guys together, then you've got Josh Hart off the bench who is heart and soul of the team. I've said that a couple of times on here, it's my favourite part.
Join me, Lyle Swithenbank, as we cruise down the Mississippi chatting all things Pel. We run through the full alphabet from B.I. through to Z.W.
B.I. wants to be the man and should be the man. Give him the ball. He looks like a stud.
So what are you waiting for? Join us at Hoopball Pels on Twitter and subscribe to the show everywhere podcasts are found. Come on, let's go spin some yarns.
The following is a Hoopball presentation.
Hoopballers, welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. Yes, it is me, Ira Silver. We are back Tuesday, right around 3:30 in the afternoon in beautiful and humid, hot Miami, Florida. We are joined today again by Mr. Ramblin' Russ, trying to get back on track after we lost our best bet with him yesterday. But we, before we get into saying hello to Russ, let's go ahead and give you a little shout out to manscaped.com. Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. They just released the new and improved lawnmower 3.0, and their water-resistant technology allows you to groom in the shower. I don't know where else you're going to do it, but I love doing it there. So I love mine. You should too. Go to manscaped.com, type in the code, the promo code HOOPBALL20, that's HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com to get 20% off and free shipping. Once again, HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping. Ramblin' Russ, welcome back to another episode. Hopefully you can give us a couple winners today. We had a tough day yesterday, but let's get it going here. How was your night last night?
It was okay. You know, the Mets did win at the night. As you know, I'm a Met fan, and the Mets came through for us. And for you, I know you might have had the Mets, so I was happy about that, but the Nationals definitely let me down, losing my first lock. So I'm 2-1, but I do have one big play, and I have a couple little parlays you could throw in with those today. So I'm going to give you some bonus selections today, but we're only going to count the one big play. If you want, I'll start with it. Can I start with it or no?
Well, let's just run down the card real quick. Let's give a little anticipation to the listeners out here. All right, we got the first. Yeah, we got the first makeup game from yesterday that got canceled. We got the Chicago White Sox against the Cleveland Indians. The Indians are rolling out Civale against Cease for the White Sox. The Indians are a -140 favorite. Over-under is 115, shaded to the over. Any play in this particular game that you like?
I am off that game totally. Off that game totally. Didn't even look at it, so I'm not going to lie to your viewers, to your listeners.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll just give you a little insight into my thought process here. Is I hate betting on doubleheader games. It's just something I generally don't do, especially in the first game of a back-to-back doubleheader on the same day. So I'm going to go ahead and pass on this game. But
let me interject for one second about doubleheaders. Mm-hmm. One theory, one system that does work, in my opinion, especially early in the year, when one team wins the first game, the other team usually wins the second game. Just a thought. So whoever wins that first game, the lean for me would be on the other team winning the second game. Just a thought.
Not a bad thought. I know a lot of sharp people out there like to do the same. I'm going to stay away from the first game. I might get down on some action on the second game. If I had to lean one way or the other, I really have no opinion on this one. I really want to play the over, but I'm going to pass on the first game here. Second game we got on the board. We got an interesting game here. I really like this game a lot. We got the Toronto Blue Jays going to the Washington Nationals. Nationals are rolling out Voth against Mr. Tanner Rourke, former Washington National. The Blue Jays are a plus 125 dog here in this matchup. The Nationals minus 145 favorite, over under 10, shaded to the over at minus 115. Russ, before we get into asking you your opinion on this one, we know we took a bad beat last night with the Nationals. Tons of hits, couldn't score anybody. Blue Jays just hitting solo home run after solo home run. But I'm going to go back to the well here with the Toronto Blue Jays. I think it's a little bit of a revenge spot for Rourke. I also kind of like the minus... I like the first five under six. I locked in under six, shaded to minus 120. So that's kind of where I played that one. I think it's down to 5.5 right now at about even money. But I'm going to lock in the under first five with the Blue Jays Nationals here at under six runs. And I'm going to go ahead and lock in the Toronto Blue Jays plus 125. Like I said at the beginning when we first did our first show, I took the under total wins for the Nationals under 33 for the win total this year. They are looking like they're going to have a very, very big letdown season so far. I'm going to go ahead, lock in the Blue Jays. What about you?
Agree. Lean Toronto, lean under. First five, I love those two plays, Ira, and I particularly agree with you about under 33 for the Nationals in this World Series, after they won the World Series. Totally agree with that letdown. Plus, they lost some personnel. Not a bad selection today with Toronto.
I agree. All right, next game on the board, we got the Atlanta Braves going to take on the Tampa Bay Rays. We got Chernos pitching for the Rays with Wright on the mound for the Braves. Tampa Bay is a minus 135 favorite, over under 9, shaded to the under at minus 115. Russ, I know you like this game, so I'll let you take the reins here on this game particularly. But what do we like here in this one?
Tampa Bay. They've won three straight ball games. They're getting the bounces. They're getting the breaks. And I like the Rays in this spot. I really do. Chirinos is a very good pitcher. I like Tampa Bay at home to get another W and go for four in a row here tonight.
Yeah, I like it too. I'm on the Rays tonight as well, minus 135. Really like this pitcher for the Rays. Braves can get hot at some times, but we saw last night the Tampa Bay Rays really broke out of their slump in scoring, put up a nice little run total last night. I'm going to look to continue riding the Rays here. Good form. And I like the Rays at minus 135. Next game up on the board to discuss, Mr. Ramblin' Russ, we got the Chicago Cubs in Cincinnati against the Cincinnati Reds. Cincinnati is a slight favorite at minus 115. They got Molly on the mound. The Cubs are rolling out Mr. Mills at minus 105, slight dog here, but still at minus money according to mybookie.ag. Over under 10.5, under is shaded to minus 115. I know what you like in this one. I'm not necessarily on board with you here, but give it to us.
Well, the Cubbies are just playing good baseball. They blew a nice lead last night. The Reds came on and made that respectable, and I kind of lost on the run line with them. -1.5. I was already counting my win, and that's a mistake that I've made several times in my life, as a lot of people have. But the Cubs will win again today. They're a better team right now. They're playing good baseball, and the Reds are still the Reds. I just like the Cubs tonight. I like them a lot, actually. And they're a low number, which is phenomenal. Sometimes when things are going well for a club, you stay with them until they don't go well. And I think the Cubs are one of those clubs here early on here in the season that things are going better than expected. And I know it's early, very early, but this year it's going to get late rather than quickly. So teams are going to have to really ride their momentum well. And I think the Cubs are one of those teams that'll come with the W tonight.
I hear you. I'm going to go ahead and take the opposite side in that game on just small action for me. It's not really a game I'm loving tonight in terms of from a betting perspective. It will be probably a fun game to watch, but I'm going to go ahead and if I had to lean, it's a lean for me. Probably lean the Cincinnati Reds at minus 115. They just really look like they got their bats going last night late in the game. I think that will continue today. I'm going to go ahead and lock in the Reds. Very small lean here at minus 115. We got another game here, which I just can't make heads or tails of. We got the Milwaukee Brewers playing against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Milwaukee is a away favorite at minus 190 over under. Shaded to the over, over 10 runs, shaded to the over at minus 115. Any thoughts here on the Brew Crew against the Pirates?
Yes, Ira, I do. I love the over in this game, and I don't usually do over-unders, but I would take the over 10 runs in this game. I just think both teams are going to get a bundle of runs early and late, and it's going to be a high-scoring game for those two teams. Back to the Reds for a minute. One thing that you didn't mention, and I failed to mention, the Reds have lost three straight. Okay, Tampa Bay's won three straight. Boston's lost three straight. So I am a streak player. I will always be, because I know in the long run you're going to make money. So in that regard, so expect those type of plays over the course of the season, particularly in a 60-game year. But I do like the over Milwaukee pit.
Gotcha. All right. Well, next game on the board, we got the Kansas City Royals taking on the Detroit Tigers. Oh, last night I was on the Royals late. That was one of my picks, and we came through and cashed those tickets. I'm going to go ahead and play. This is a lean for me. I would lean Royals and lean. I don't have an opinion on the total, but basically the Tigers are minus 115, Royals minus 105, over under 10.5, minus 115 shaded to the over. If I had to pick a side, it would be the Royals. What about you?
I have no opinion. Detroit let me down last night. My guess is the Tigers bounce back, but very small lean.
I like the Royals a lot. I like their lineup. Really great bats in the lineup. Detroit, you know, they're streaky, right? It's kind of like their team's almost like a really streaky 3-point shooter in basketball. Either they're going to have the power or they're not that day. And I just think the Royals can put it together, hits this, that, and get people on base and score some runs. So I'm going to go Royals here, minus 105. Next game on the board, we have your New York Mets.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
That's against the Boston Red Sox. Red Sox rolling out Hall, the lefty, against Peterson, the lefty. Interesting matchup here. Over under 11.5, shaded to the over minus 115. The Mets are a slight away favorite at minus 120. Boston Red Sox, even money here. I already locked in the Mets at minus 116, I believe. I can't remember exactly the price, but right around minus 115. They're up to minus 120 right now. I think I know where you're headed. Let them know, Ramblin'.
Ramblin' Ross is all over the New York Metropolitans tonight. Boston's lost three straight. I can give you tons of reasons. One, but the biggest reason why. That's what they did last night. And the Mets have momentum. And they got some hits out of Conforto, right? Familia didn't blow a 5-run lead, which was good in the eighth. He only gave up 2 runs, which helped the over players, I think. But I love the Mets. I mean, I think the Mets are going to win this game today. And, you know, the Red Sox are going to be one of the doormats in baseball this year. They've sold away all their players. I like the Mets tonight, and I like them big. They should be minus 160. The Red Sox are using their bullpen. Yeah, Peterson's getting, I think, his first start. I think he's a rookie, right?
I cannot verify that. I just like the Mets bats better than the Red Sox. That's kind of why I'm leaning this side. But that's why I
follow horses. If you follow horse racing a little bit, the pedigree favors a Mets pitcher. I mean, the Mets have been known over the course of their history to have good pitching. They don't always have good hitting, but they've always have had good pitching, even in their bad years. I like the Mets tonight, guys. Take it to the bank.
All right. Is that your play of the day?
That is Ramblin' Russ's lock of the day. 2-1, looking to go to 3-1.
All right. I like it. I'm on the Mets as well. Next matchup on the board today is one of my favorites. I put it on Twitter as a lean, but it is a game that I really like a lot. It is my theory of fade Homer Bailey. We got the St. Louis Cardinals taking on the Minnesota Twins. The Minnesota Twins they're rolling out Homer Bailey against Martinez for the Cardinals. Minnesota is a whopping -150 favorite at home, over under 10.5, shaded to the under at -115. All I got to say to you, Ramblin' Russ, is I'm going to continue to fade Homer Bailey. I'm going to go ahead. The Cardinals are very, very capable at the plate. Homer Bailey, in my opinion, is just not a great pitcher. Looking at his career, and especially over the last few years, I'm going to go ahead and lock in the Cardinals at plus money here, plus 130. That's the line right now. I did get a better line earlier, I believe. I can tell you that right now because I already posted it to my Twitter account. So make sure you're following me on Twitter at IrisSilverMagic. Ramblin' Russ, where are you at on Twitter? What's your handle?
At Russ Ramblin', I believe.
At Russ Ramblin'. All right. Yeah, I got plus 132 with the Cardinals, so slightly better, not too far off that number. I like the Cardinals. You can lock that in. I said that's a lean on Twitter, but I locked it in as one of my plays for tonight. And
Ira, this is...
Yes, Russ?
Ira, sorry. This is one of my insider underdog lock of the nights, the St. Louis Cardinals plus the 130.
Oh, now I hate it even more that we're both on it.
We're both on the side on this one, Ira. Sorry.
Yeah, next game up on the board, we have the Arizona Diamondbacks taking on the Texas Rangers. Diamondbacks rolling out Kelly against Gibson for the Rangers. Diamondbacks are a minus 115 away favorite. Texas minus 105 over under 9, shaded to the under at minus 120. This is a Diamondbacks or bust kind of game for me. I think it's just a total pass game here. I don't know if you have an opinion on this game, but I don't really have an opinion on this one.
I think the Diamondbacks are due to score some runs, sort of like the Mets last night. So I would take the over in this game. That's my pick, the over.
All right, over 9 runs for Ramblin' Russ at even money. Next game up on the board, it is probably going to be the most watched game of the night. We got my Los Angeles Dodgers taking on the Houston Astros. We got the Dodgers rolling out Walker Buehler against Houston Astros and Valdez, the lefty. The Dodgers are an away favorite at minus 135, and the Houston Astros are plus 115 on the money line, over under 9.5. Both ways at minus 110. Lock it in for me. I'm going to take the Dodgers at a short away price. That is my favorite play of the night. The Dodgers minus 135.
I'm going to be the contrarian here, Mr. Silver. I'm going to take the dog in this one, the home dog, the Houston Astros. But I only have a slight lean, so you're all right.
All right, no worries. I'm okay with it. Even if you had a strong opinion on the game, Dodgers, great price. It's hard to find them at that kind of a short price. I'm going to take the Dodgers and their bats with Walker Buehler on the mound going at minus 135. Lock that in right now. All right, next game on the board, we got the Angels against the Mariners. We got Sheffield pitching for the Mariners, Sandoval pitching for the Angels, both left-handed pitchers. Angels minus 170 favorites at home. Over nine, shaded to the over at minus 115. I'm going to go ahead, and I already locked it in. Let's play the over in this game. Angels, Mariners, over 9, minus 115. Any thoughts here in this game?
I don't have any opinion on that one at all. I'm indifferent on this one. Sorry.
All right, no worries. I just think that the bats for the Angels are really good, and they're due for a lot of runs tonight. The Mariners can definitely score some runs too, so I'm going to go over 9 minus 1. I don't know if I got minus 115 or minus 110. No, I got minus 110. It's now up to minus 115, so I got a good price there. Lock that one in for me as well. Everybody, I like that one. Angels, Mariners over 9 runs, -115. Next game on the board, we got 2 games left. We got the Colorado Rockies and Sensatella taking on the Athletics against Megden. And the Oakland Athletics are -165, Rockies +140, over under 9 runs. Now it is shaded to the over at -125. I actually really like the over in this game. And the reasons why are I just don't think that these pitchers are capable against each other's lineups. And I'm going to go ahead and lock in the over 9. I got it at -120. It's up to -125 right now. But yeah, if you're hearing this, I like this game a lot too. Russ, you had any opinion on this one? West Coast game?
I'm shading. I'm leaning slightly to the Athletics in this one. Chalky Athletics. I think the Athletics will win.
All right, so we got some chalk pick there. Got a chalk pick there. Yeah, I think it's going to be like a 15-run game, but that's just my opinion on it. Last game up on the board, Ramblin' Russ, we got the San Diego Padres and the Davies against the San Francisco Giants and Samardzija. We got the Padres are in a way favorite at -145, Giants +125, over under 8.5 runs, shaded to the over at -120. I don't really have an opinion in this game, but if I had to lean one way or the other, I would kind of lean towards the over 8.5 in this one. I think that both teams are capable of scoring runs, and you know, Padres at -145, a little too rich for my blood here. San Francisco definitely, like, they're not great. They're probably like a pretty bad. I watched them against the Dodgers a few times already this season, you know. But they're capable of getting some runs up on the board. So over 8.5 here for me. I'm gonna stay away from a side in this one. Any thoughts here?
I think Samardzija, who, by the way, I remember Samardzija playing for Notre Dame, if I'm not mistaken, football for Notre Dame. I think that the Giants are gonna win this game against the Padres at home. I think the Giants are the play here. I got a slight lean to the Giants, the San Francisco Giants at home.
Yep. Okay, great. And guys, if you don't know by now, make sure you go to mybookie.ag. They're back with us here. They got up-to-the-minute odds on all your favorite teams with the start of the NBA bubble right around the corner this week. You got to go to mybookie. It's easy. You bet, you win, they pay. You know, and why stop with basketball and baseball? They got everything. NHL's coming back. NFL's coming back, hopefully. But there's never been a better time to start exploring the world of online sports betting. Join today. MyBookie will match your deposit 100%. Plus, they'll toss in a free $10 MLB future wager. All you got to do is enter our promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL, when signing up. Once again, you'll get a $10 free MLB future bet, plus a 100% match on your deposit, which is fantastic. I use them. You should too. I love mybookie.ag. Go to mybookie, type in that promo code, get all that free money, go win some money, and listen to our picks here. We got some good ones. Remember, at mybookie, the terms are simple. You bet, you win, they pay, and I can attest to that. Guys, once again, thank you so much for joining us today. We are a hoop ball presentation. That's hoop-ball.com. We're on Twitter at IrisSilverMagic and Russ Ramblin', and let's not forget at Hoopball Gaming. Guys, thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you mañana. Let's go make that cash.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.